Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you've been watching The White Lotus, you'll know that two of the characters are alumni from Duke University in the US. One of them even wears a Duke University t-shirt in some of the scenes. But given some of the out there things that have been depicted in the series, the real Duke University isn't too happy about it. So is this a case of using a brand without permission? Sarah Kieran is a solicitor with Media Lawyer. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon. How are you, Sean?
Great, thank you. Now, we'll try not to, for people who haven't seen The White Lotus yet, we'll try not to include any spoilers in this. But is Duke University, is that a brand?
Well, Duke University has trademarked Duke University, and so therefore they hold the intellectual property rights in using that trademark. So this will be the brand itself. The physical brand of whatever it looks like. So you would have things like Nike, the Swatch, and you would have Coca-Cola. They're all trademarked brand names. So yes, they would be able to protect the use of it. And so they basically have turned around and said they're not happy with how their trademark is being used in the series because it's associated with, I suppose, what we could refer to as derogatory acts, which under the law they're entitled to complain about. If you own the trademark to something, you decide as the trademark owner how that is used so that you can protect your brand. And that's why people register trademarks.
And so how is the White Lotus getting away with it, or are they getting away with it?
Well, Duke University have obviously come out and complained about it. They can object to it. However, in the States, they have the First Amendment to the Constitution, which protects freedom of expression. So they have much greater freedom of expression protections in the States than if they took the case here or in another similar European country that has brought in the European Trademarks Directive.
So you can say this is free speech, and that's kind of pretty much your defence for this.
Yeah, pretty much, yes. Here, what they would be able to do is that they would be able to injunct the program or the production from showing it or going out in the first place, or they can sue them afterwards for breaching their trademark and for the damages that they've caused to the trademark by associating it with what they have associated it with. And I suppose it is pretty derogatory without going into what they have done. But one of the issues is it's to do with suicide. And I think I understand why Duke University are upset about it. And I think you also have to put it in the context of the moment. And that is at the moment in the US, they're trying to attract students to their universities for next September right now. And so this is a really important time of the year. And if you look at the fees that these colleges charge in the US, which are 80,000 a year, it is a pretty important time of the year for them to be protecting their brand.
So legally, that's not a stretch to be able to say just because somebody, a fictional character, said, oh, I used to go to Duke University, and then you see them years after the fact in a fictional universe doing something that Duke University wouldn't like to be associated with, that they can argue that people in the real world might then make that association with Duke University.
Yeah. Now, the difference is in the US, they can invoke the First Amendment rights, but in Europe, they wouldn't be able to.
Right. OK. So you absolutely would have a pretty strong case then in Europe if that happened.
Yeah, you would indeed. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So if, say, an Irish drama depicts somebody just wearing a Trinity College T-shirt and, you know, they're taking drugs or something, then could Trinity then take an action and say, no, we don't want to be associated with this kind of thing?
Yes, they could. Absolutely. 100%. That's the whole purpose of. Well, it's one of the reasons that you would register a trademark. Yeah.
Yeah. So but if, say, in terms of news or documentary or that kind of thing, if you know, you see a logo in the somewhere in the background, would the makers of those programmes have also to be very careful?
Not necessarily. And it depends on the type of use. So that this is my day job when I'm watching programmes before they go out on television. And one of the things that I would be looking out for is brands and trademarks and how they're treated. And if it is a documentary and what we call actuality, then the likelihood is that you'd be able to use it. But if you were, say, doing reconstruction for something or a drama, you should stay as far away from brand names as you possibly can because of the fact that the trademark owner might object to the way in which you're using it.
Right. OK. But you can presumably go through a process of applying for permission to use that brand.
Yeah, you can. You can apply for a license. But I mean, why would Coca-Cola want you to use their Coca-Cola bottle in a scene where somebody's taking drugs?
Right. No, presumably not. One would have thought. So would it be pretty standard that if someone is making a drama, applies for this permission, they will have to outline exactly what the context is?
Yeah, they should. Now, funnily enough, in reading up on this, I don't know if you remember the Sex and the City reboot. And Just Like That, one of the main characters, Mr. Big, he was called, died on a Peloton bike. And Peloton had given permission to Just Like That to use the bike. But what they said was the context of the use wasn't explained to them. And so they complained on the basis that the context of you, basically the guy died on the bike of a massive heart attack exercising. And Peloton objected to that. So you explain the context of the use in which you're using it. So, for example, if you were doing a scene with a car crash and you wanted to use a particular car, you'd have to explain to the car company the whole context in which you were using the car.
Oh, gosh, would that make it virtually impossible to depict a car crash then?
Not necessarily.
Because I suppose if you were to say there's a car crash and the people in the Volvo all get killed, aren't you then implying that Volvos aren't safe, even though it was hit by a train?
Well, I mean, if you showed the driver acting recklessly or negligently, as we'd say in law, then no, it's not the car brand, it's the way in which it's been driven. So it all depends. Context in these things is everything, I think.
Right. OK. Because often you see people driving like lunatics. Actually, it's probably more common and no one gets hurt. I assume the car. Do car manufacturers, how do they feel about that?
Well, I don't know personally, to be honest, Sean. You might have to ask that of them themselves. But look at the way that Aston Martin is shown in the James Bond movies. He drives like a lunatic. So, but it looks good for them. So as I said, context really is everything in all of this. But yeah, car manufacturers, because they put so much into safety, I would be very, very careful. The same with, for example, if you were using a pharmaceutical brand and the context of how it's used, because obviously lots of drugs are used recreationally in a way that they shouldn't be used. So they would be very careful as well about how their medications are depicted.
Yeah.
Particularly in fiction, anything fictional or drama based, you have to be ultra careful. And they are usually reviewed, what we call in negative checks, to make sure that any brand names or trademarks used are used in the right way.
Yeah. OK.
And with the license.
And if one slips through the net, typically is the reaction of the trademark holder just take it off the air completely or cut it out or give us money?
To be honest, I haven't come across a huge amount of them in this country, but it really depends on the use. And if the use is derogatory, I would imagine that they'll certainly look for it to be taken down. And that's an expensive business in and of itself for the production company to do that. So obviously they do all the work in advance, so this won't happen.
Does product placement happen in Europe, in European productions?
It does indeed, yeah. There is product placement. Now, product placement can only be done in particular circumstances, and you have to let the viewer know. So Commission Iman has all these guidelines and guidance around how you use product placement.
Right, okay. And presumably, would that involve, like, you have to have a sign on the screen saying this product placement or in advance?
Product placement, yeah. Product placement is used in this program, and then in the end credits, they credit all the product placement goods.
Sarah, we have to leave it there because I have to retire now to have a delicious glass of Pepsi Cola. That was Sarah Kieran there from Media Lawyer.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.